Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Good evening, good morning, good night, good second breakfast, whenever you are, wherever you are. My name is Laura Gonzalez, and I'd like to welcome you to Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos, the very first bilingual show for CSMP, the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast. And today we have a full house of luminaries. I am so excited. You are not going to believe it. I'm going to be totally fangirling on this two wonderful women here tonight, but so you can fangirl with me, I'm going to tell you who they are. First of all, we have Monica Boderski. She is a professional artist, author, advisor, chartered herbalist, and first-generation settler of the Northern, Eastern, and Southern European heritage. As a divination specialist and a follower of the shadow path, her work promotes personal growth, empowerment, and transformative ways of working with unacknowledged spiritual and creative energies. From 1991 to 2007, she volunteered and then was employed within the Indigenous Community of Toronto, Native Canadian Center of Toronto, Native Women's Resource Center, contributing on boards and educating non-Indigenous people about residential school and the Indigenous history of Tacaronto, Toronto, on Treaty 13 lands. This dish with one spoon, one poon, where she currently resides. She's going to correct me about pronouncing all that wrong, I promise you, and I will welcome that. Currently, she is a sought-after oracle artist and cartomancer, and along with her own online classes, she has offered classes at the Reader's Studio in New York, Tabby Tarot Association of the British Isles, the Witch City Tarot Gathering in Salem, and was co-presenter of the Witch Institute Symposium at Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. Monica is a seasonal faculty at OCAD, University of Toronto, Tacaronto, and offers art residencies and creativity and witch coaching sessions regularly. She is the founder of CATS, the Coffee and Tarot Society, and works as a consultant for film, novels, and TV, including being hired to offer tarot lessons to the legendary Diane Carroll. She is also a volunteer, founder, and programmer of Witch Fest North Arts and Culture Festival, and is the co-founder of IMA, the International Museum of Mystical Arts Online. You can contact her via her email at monica.boderski@gmail.com. Her Instagram is Monica Boderski, and her website is www.monicaboderski.com. I am also very, very honored to call her my friend. Welcome, Monica. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Laura. Thank you for having me. And I am not going to correct you on that. You just read that wonderfully. It was a bit lengthy. I think I might need to shorten it, but you did a wonderful job. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for hanging in there, because now I'm going to read the whole career of Wendy Rule, of course. Wendy Rule is, she tells us on her bio, Persephone, the new double album from Australian visionary songstress Wendy Rule, is the culmination of over 12 years' work. And although drawing on Wendy's musical journey over the past two decades is unlike anything that she has done before, and it is beautiful, and you must buy it. And if you haven't, I don't know what's wrong with you. This beautifully evocative retelling of the ancient Greek myth of the goddess Persephone, descent into the underworld, is almost like an opera designed to guide the listener through this ancient tale of the cycles of nature, with subtle textures that reverence her early life as a jazz singer in her hometown of Melbourne. and the trademark dark gothic soundscapes and sounding vocals of her previous seven major albums. Persephone is an ambitious and unique 24-track journey through the realms of life, death, and human emotion. But then again, Wendy has always carved a unique and individual path since the release of her first album, Zero, in 1996. She has defied categorization, always walking to the beat of her own drum, combining elements of gothic, folk, world, ambient, and cavern music, a crossing over into pagan and New Age categories. With her many mythological, esoteric, and ritual references, Wendy is an individual as she is prolific. A dedicated live performer, Wendy has toured extensively since her first album's release, starting in Australia, then branching out with her first international tour in 2001, renowned for her extraordinary voice and live shows that blur the line between music, ritual, and theater. Wendy has gained a loyal following in Australia, the USA, Europe, and the UK. From the most intimate solo house concerts to festival gigs with her band, featuring long-term musical collaborator Rachel Samuel on cello, Wendy takes her audience on an otherworldly journey of depth and passion. With the help of her loyal fan base, Wendy continues to maintain her musical independence, unbound by the confines of the mainstream. Two hugely successful crowdfunding campaigns have helped her bring both Persephone and her previous album, Black Snake, in 2014 to life. In the past few years, she has continued to grow her audience, not only with her dedicated touring schedule, but also with her performance as La Llorona in the 2016 feature film, Voice in the Trees, by director Nicholas Bersow, now screening on Netflix, by the way, and with her popular monthly Full Moon Magic live stream concerts. In 2014, Wendy relocated from Australia to the USA and is now living in the beautiful high desert city of Santa Fe, New Mexico. I think that has changed. We'll find out. Allowing her an even stronger connection to her ever-growing U.S. fan base and providing daily access to the wild nature that inspired her unique and transformational work. Welcome also, my friend, and yes, I'm a fangirl all over. Welcome, Wendy Rule. How are you?
I think I rival Monica in the length of my bio, actually.
Well, I think I'm not going to read mine so we can all feel. I'm done reading. I actually have to read this bio because this is the bio of the festival, and we are here today to honor this work, which is Witchfest North, and obviously to honor both of you as well. But I cannot not read this. Witchfest North is an annual arts and culture festival that takes place from October 1st to the 31st, and is filled with many exciting workshops and talks, as well as ritual and artisan markets. We aim to support witches, pagans, indigenous spirituality, heathens, root workers, and all non-majority earth-based spiritual expressions. We act as an incubator, helping to support small business through offering a space for them to participate regardless of experience, gain exposure, and promote women and witches in the arts so they can support themselves as independent business people. By ensuring that our community is visible through diverse activities and belief systems, backgrounds, ages, and abilities, our programming is helping to eradicate stereotypes and build a healthy presence that is defined from within our diverse community. We are taking our power back. Yes. This is our fifth anniversary celebration and will be completely online to ensure the safety of our participants and to promote international awareness. Oh my goddess, this is wonderful. I am Benny, very, very honored to have you all here tonight, and especially my heart is on Witchfest North. It was there before, and then this year, the lovely Monica Wodersky decided to invite me to be part of the, I forgot the name again, I don't know, Council of Witches. What do you tell me is she called, Monica? I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's close enough.
being part of the organizers and seeing the behind the scenes, my goddess, I have no idea y'all worked the whole year to do this festival. And for everybody that don't know this, explain a little, Monica.
Woo. Okay. Yeah, as soon as we finish the festival, we start planning for the upcoming year. Just because there's so many moving parts and so many people to contact and try to organize. And it's really difficult because not everybody works a year in advance on their schedule. I kind of have to work a couple of years in advance sometimes, but not everyone does. So we just have to meet and talk about what happened in the previous year, how everything went, and how we can improve it in the following year. And so it does take quite a bit of work. And the advisory council, as you mentioned, is always rotating. So there are many different people who take part in that every year. And that is to keep it diverse and have a variety of opinions. So, it's a full year's work. It certainly ramps up this time of year, but keeps everyone busy.
No kidding. I feel like I'm not doing a whole lot of work being part of the advisory council, but man, there is so much that goes behind the scenes. So to every single person, which an entity that has helped bring this festival on for 5 years, thank you. And for everyone that was complaining about COVID, yeah, COVID sucks, that we could do a whole series of shows about it. But the advantage of having it online, and we can have artists from Australia. Granted, you're not in Australia anymore, but you're going to be part of it. Wendy Rule, I mean, we are so happy that you're going to be part of it. And where in the world are you living right now?
Well, I'm living just up the road from Santa Fe, actually. It's an hour up the road in New Mexico. It's a town called Las Vegas, but it shouldn't be confused with the big Las Vegas. This is the original Las Vegas. And, yeah, my husband Tim and I just bought our first home, and it's in the countryside outside of Las Vegas on 4.5 acres on a hill, an old Victorian gorgeous home. And, yeah, super happy here. So I feel like, wow, I just, now that the move, we've only been here like 6 weeks, but now that it's all happened, I'm really ready just to allow the amazing, inspiring surroundings, just see what comes out of me, you know. It's I'm getting ready to write again. It feels exciting.
I'm excited because for anybody that haven't caught up on the fact that I am like Wendy's number one fan, I love all her work, and I cannot wait to see you yet again. We just saw you not too long ago on an online concert with Circle Sanctuary, and now you're doing another online concert with Witchfest North. How is it for a musician to adapt in doing this online presentation?
Well, I guess I've always, like, because I'm, you know, originally from Australia, I've got this kind of quite a global perspective anyway. Like, I'm always seeing the equinox coming up. I can't just say, hey, happy autumn equinox, because so many people that I know and love are in the southern hemisphere, and then it's happy spring equinox. So I've always been working with this global kind of perspective, and shifting that online, it kind of works in a lot of ways for me. It's it brings people together where I can be in more than one place at once, you know. And also, in the year leading up to this stupid COVID thing, I had already been doing a year of online concerts every full moon. So I was kind of like, I wasn't really on the back foot when it was like, oh, suddenly all my year of touring has fallen away. And I already had the system in place for doing online gigs, and my husband Tim's a great tech guy, so that really helps. And I was already set up on Patreon too, so I just put basically just began focusing all of my energy into Patreon as the place where people could find me doing things during this whole time. Because, yeah, and so, you know, that's my personal concerts every full moon. But I was invited to perform at loads of different festivals. And the whole issue of being somewhere else on Earth and having to get to somewhere for live events is, which of course is lovely, and I do miss doing that, but there is an ease to the online events that transcends the whole distance thing. So I can be in Toronto for Witchfest North, just like that. It's a unifying kind of energy. So I don't know. I mean, it's still a drag not being able to perform as much as I like in front of audiences, but there's also something quite lovely and intimate about an online concert as well. It feels as though, you know, I'm singing to a camera, but I really recognize that that's this little window to so many different places across the world, and it becomes a unifying event. So yeah, I kind of like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I, you know, coming from the pagan community, the Spanish pagan community, we have had online community for forever, for a long, long time.
Yeah.
This was the only community that we have. So it was, I feel, a very commonplace with you coming into this COVID thing with everything being online, because we've been there before, and not everybody has the ability to perhaps move around. And of course, for us, we're going to be in Toronto without having to be in Toronto. So thank you, Monica, for welcoming us to Toronto. And of course, for you, it must be a pain in the butt having to change from in person to online. But tell us about this wonderful festival, the fifth year running, and what are the highlights?
Ooh, okay, that's a lot. yeah, you know, it was a bit of a pivot, but like both of you, I was very used to working online, and I had been teaching some of my own classes online already. So it wasn't that big, but you're right in saying the whole festival moving to online was kind of tricky, in that it changes the entire feel of it, and you're not attracting the same audience. You do have the opportunity to attract an international audience, which of course is wonderful, but you also lose some people who are not that fond of using computers and really, really enjoyed the physical aspect of going to the artisan market and being able to handle goods and see people in person. And of course, the Witch's Ball, which is something that we had for a couple of years, that could not really translate to online. I think a concert would, but the Witch's Ball was about mingling with people, having vendors in a little front room in this place called the Lula Lounge locally, and having readers there, as well as a particular menu and, you know, artisan drinks and live performance, and then people getting up to dance. So that was something that people, you know, were kind of sad, particularly about missing that kind of contact. But, you know, everything moved online, and we kind of got a Zoom account really quickly and flew by the seat of our pants in learning how to moderate very quickly within the Zoom room. I'm a bit of a techie nerd, so I didn't have a lot of trouble with that, but it is a lot to get used to. I think everyone just looking straight ahead and, you know, that kind of breakaway conversation that occurs when you have groups of people isn't the same as when you're all just staring straight ahead, looking at one another and interrupting like, no, go ahead. No, that's okay. And, you know, so we had to get used to that a little bit. The format of workshops, though, is actually quite easy to translate. So we did learn a lot from last year. some things worked out great. Some things certainly we improved and we talked about. And so we're at a bit more of an advantage going into our fifth anniversary. The biggest advantage, of course, being that we have the wonderfully talented Wendy Rule, who can be part of our festival without needing to fly up here and stay in a hotel. So that was particularly wonderful for that reason. And, well, we have an entire month of everything going on. So just to name a couple of the highlights before I get into any details or if we even have time to, the series that we have running on Friday nights is an artist series. So we have an artisan, we have a filmmaker, and we also have a writer and an artist, visual artist. So these are people who identify as witch practitioners, and what we're focusing on then is that these witch practitioners are artists. So we're not just gazing at the witch, we're looking at the arts, which I'm sure Wendy knows all about. A lot of us happen to be creative people. So that's one thing. And our opening with Wendy, of course, is on a Friday as well. So all of the Fridays are about music and art. We also have the Coffee and Tarot Society with several guests who will be talking about cartomancy and divination. That's every single Tuesday. And our Wednesdays are dedicated to Witching Wednesdays. And we're having a lot of really incredible guests talking about different aspects of witchcraft and herbalism. Sundays are dedicated to witchy wellness. So that whole series is talking about wellness, including one particular workshop that I'm very proud to have introduced last year, which is the Death Cafe, in which there's a lot of support for people who are of the pagan faith. As far as death and mourning and grieving and how that is a very underserved community and tends to be an uncomfortable discussion, but within the month of October when ancestors are near seemed quite appropriate. We have some special events coming up on the Saturdays, and those include European cartomancy with Dmitry Korolev and Terry Brookins, who of Beau Magique, who's originally from Louisiana. And Shelley Carter talking about altars. And I think there are a couple of other things, but for now, I think that's a fairly good overview. Everything is listed in detail, by the way, on our website at witchfestnorth.org. So if anyone wants to read up on any of the events and follow the ticket link, they can. The festival passes are quite a deal for the number of events going on and grant you access to every event. Some events are free and pay what you can, and others are priced individually.
Wow, that is a whole lot of information. And as Monica says, you can find everything on the www.witchfestnorth.org, and there is a full lineup of everything that is happening. And I have to do my shameless self promotion. I am obviously going to be part of it.
I was hoping you would.
Oh,
yes, you are.
Honey, you know, I will never fly without a broom. I have to do my self-promotion. I am going to be part of the catch, the tarot and, oh, my God, catch and teases. I can't remember. Monica, I've been in my computer since 12 o'clock this afternoon. I'm so sorry. On a Tuesday, I'm going to be teaching tarot as a healing tool, and you can find tickets still. And go to the website, and please save me from myself, anybody. I'm going to say something. I'm going to ask something to Wendy Rule to take us on a little break, because I need to ask your permission, Wendy Rule. The wheel will turn. This wonderful, wonderful song that is part of the Persephone album.
Yeah.
That is Hecate singing The Wheel Will Turn. I am a devotee of Fortuna. and I cannot help myself. Every time I sing along with you, I'm thinking of Hecate, but I'm also thinking of Fortuna. Can I do that? Can I have your permission?
Look, the whole thing with the Persephone myth is that it's an allegory of the season, of the cycle of the seasons. So, sure, in I'm singing in Greek in this song, and I'm saying the wheel will turn, and it's in the voice of the goddess Hecate, who recognizes that there's all facets of light and dark in the great thing that is life. But that wheel, that same wheel of highs and lows, of winters and summers, of ups and downs, of joy and sadness, that colors every aspect of the human story, of nature, actually, every aspect of nature. So the wheel will turn can be applied to so many things, the wheel of the seasons, the wheel of our emotions, the wheel of our relationships. So sure, if you want to connect in with Fortuna, as you're listening to that, it's the same energy. It's that nothing stays the same, that nature is always in a state of flux, that we are nature and we're part of that journey. So sure, the wheel will turn.
Of course. Let us go listen to this wonderful song so I can turn the wheel and actually put my head correctly. And I invite y'all to stay here for a minute. Don't go anywhere, because there's more back here on Lunatic Mondays. You are listening to Lunatic Mondays, building bridges of community around the world. We'll continue with more. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back, everybody, to Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos, here on the CSMP, the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast. Just to remind you all that there are over 500 hours of podcasts that you can listen to, download, archive, and share with your friends and family. We have shows with Selena Fox on Sunday and Wednesday, Nature Mystic and Nature Spirituality. We have Paganos del Mundo, Pagans of the World, on Spanish and Portuguese on every Saturday. We have, of course, Lunatic Mondays on Spanish and English every Monday. And twice a month, we have Moon Magic with David and Janet Ewing, and twice a month on Tuesdays, we have Circle Talk with Deborah Rose. And we're going to have a whole bunch of good shows for the spooky season. We're going to have Sylvia Zelowski on Spanish on the 4th of October. We're going to have Chris Allen on October 11th. We're going to have Jaime Girones talking about Day of the Dead in English on October 25th. And on the social justice series, we're going to have Jake Bradley and yours truly talking about allyship with people of size. And, of course, we have Carolina Moore, Christine Ortiz, Harwood Tuleva, and Petrusha Finclair every Saturday on Paganos del Mundo. I have finally put my head on straight, and I have to publicly say, dear Monica Wodierski, my apologies because my head seemed to be on another hat. It's part of the series Coffee and Tarot Society, which is a creation of Monica, and it will be my honor to present there. But also, there's going to be a whole lot of vendors thing. There's going to be a whole day dedicated to a market, right, to marketing?
Absolutely. It's the Practical Magic Artisan Market, and we have about 14 different vendors, and it's going to be a flurry of witchy activity. They have so many beautiful handmade goods. These are artisan goods. Everything from silversmithing and amulets to handmade clothing. There is going to be a lot of giveaways. We have illustrators there. We have, we have a woman who does these gorgeous amulets and talismans out of bone. And her business is called Darkly Pretty Things. Her name's Vivian. I can't even begin to list all of the items. And it's going to be really fast and furious. You have to get in there and bid. Basically, everyone is going to be getting about 15 or 20 minutes to show you all of the gorgeous goods on their table with their phones or with their iPads or cameras. And they have them coded. And the first person to type that code into the chat gets to buy the item. It's a way of doing business online that has proven pretty exciting, and we've already told all of the vendors not to worry because last year the organizers and the advisory council was pretty much buying up everything and gifting one another with everything, so it's not like the public even had much of an opportunity to purchase, but the vendors were very happy, let's put it that way, and I think anyone attending is going to find something. There's, you know, we're witches. There's always candles. There's always bath salts and self-care and crystals and wonderful things. So I hope people come to that. That is going to be Saturday, October 9th. It's one of the special Saturday events, and it's running from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern time. So that would be noon to 8 Chicago time.
Wow, that is a whole lot of day for you to do your shopping. And if you know me for 5 minutes, you know I'm an advocate of buy art, buy local, support your local witches, support art creators. And I believe that art is the voice of the goddess or the divine, whatever you call the divine, and that the people who create art are touching the goddess when they are creating. So I've always been an advocate, and if I had $1 million or $5 million, they will go to art. So please help artists. Not only is something that we have to do as community, but right now, the whole year and a half, 2 years that we got almost within this unique times, what has kept us all sane is art. And the one community demographic that is suffering the most from not being able to do their gigs and work are artists. So this is a great opportunity to help not only our witch community, but our fellow human community that has kept us afloat and sane during these hard times. Speaking of supporting your artists, both of you are artists and both of you have personal projects that also need to be plugged in. And, you know, I'm shameless about that. So, Wendy Rule, why don't you tell us where can we purchase not only your beautiful art, but support you and help you? This wonderful thing that is Patreon, how does it work and how can we find you?
Okay. So Patreon is a, I'm sure many people are already aware of it and possibly follow lots of other artists on Patreon, but it's essentially a really excellent interface, an online interface between artists or creators and their communities. And so it's a way for fans of all sorts of art and of particular artists to directly show their support by usually a monthly subscription that the artist then gives back something of themselves. And there's different tiers in, you know, for me, mine starts at $2 a month. And for that, you have access to my monthly full moon magic concerts that are themed around the astrological sign of each full moon. And then my tiers continue up. I just sent out to the $10 a month tier my Pisces full moon booklet, which is like 31 pages long of info about the Pisces full moon. And, you know, I do that every month. And then there's the dark moon tier where I also record a ritual meditation for people to listen to. And so, yeah, you know, that's the way my Patreon works. You choose which tier. You can sign up really easily. And if you don't like it, you can just leave, you know. So the risk is like $2 if you just want to check it out. And you can find that. There's a link on my website, wendyrule.com. But you can also go directly to Patreon, patreon.com/WendyRule. And then my music, the best place to buy my music, both digitally and otherwise, is on Bandcamp, which is an equally fantastic resource that directly supports musicians and takes a very small cut for creating this lovely website where people can find our stuff. I've discovered lots of great independent artists on Bandcamp, and it's an easy-to-use system. So there's links on my website to all of my albums, and it will direct you to Bandcamp. And, of course, I'm on Spotify and things like that, but that doesn't help me pay the rent. and what else? Oh, I'm also, just for those of you who are in the US, I'm actually running an in-person retreat at my new home in New Mexico in honor of Samhain. So it's the first weekend of November, and 6 people maximum. I think there might be 3 places still left, and it's going to be amazing, and info about that is on my website as well. I think that's it from me.
I can attest to Bandcamp. Thank you, Wendy. Bandcamp being a great place because, and I think I told you this before, Wendy, when I ordered the Persephone album because I wanted the CD, it got lost. And when I called them back, it was no nonsense. Their customer service is great, and they replaced the album. And of course, I have it physical now. But yeah, they are a great company. So thank you, Wendy Rule, for all that information. And dear Monica, I don't know how you do everything that you do because you are everywhere, but you also do things that are not only for free to all of us who follow your work, but you also do pay work. Can you please plug that in?
Ooh, okay, sure. I'm always posting. I have YouTube videos, and I like to share information about what it's like to be an artist and tarot reader and offer people reading tips. So there are so many people who might not be able to afford lessons, tarot lessons. So if they go through those videos, you will get kind of a grasp of cartomancy, that's Lenormand cards, as well as tarot cards. And I also make things and do a lot of herbalism because I'm also a chartered herbalist and an artist. So I tell stories while drawing. So that's something I do, as well as IGTV. I give readings every Wednesday and Friday for the weekend. And I offer a lot of stuff to people who just need a little bit of support that way. when I'm not doing that, I'm trying to draw. I'm trying to keep getting my art going. Anyone who has a million side hustles knows that sometimes you are more business person and administrator than you are an artist. So I have to carve out that space and time to create the next deck, which I'm working on right now. I do have a deck coming out from Red Feather Mind, Body, Spirit, an imprint of Schiffer Publishing, my publisher. That's coming out end of October, and it's called The Shadowland Lenormand. So I'm keeping fairly busy, and I think that's about it. I also mentioned that I offer witch life coaching, which is an interesting kind of a coaching space. I bring in my own experience of being a business person along with being an artist as well as being a witch. So it's kind of a holistic approach to life coaching, I suppose, from a witch perspective. And you don't need to be a witch to take it, take the coaching, but it does help if you're open-minded in earth-based spirituality. And I think that's about what I've been up to.
That is wonderful, and I always say, you know, I admire your ethics and all the work that you do and how much you give back to the community. That is amazing. So it's time for us to also give back to you, and that's why it's so important to plug all these events. By the way, I know you're doing everything and anything on Witchfest North. Are you also teaching?
I do have some classes coming up. I always have classes in rotation on my website, whether they're cartomancy or whether they're witch practices or whether they're rituals. So, yes, there's always some sort of class going on. The last one I did was actually bone and curio casting, which is a favorite pastime of mine. It helps if you like to collect lots of little things and you like to throw them on the ground. So I teach people basically in very simple terms how to read symbolism and how to connect to spirits so that you and ancestors in particular so that you can do bone and curio casting.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much, Monica and Wendy. I have to ask you, can you give us a little bit of a teaser of what to expect for the concert at Witchfest North?
Sure. Before I do that, though, just while you were talking, Monica, I was sitting in front of my computer and I thought, oh, I'm going to check out your YouTube channel. And I've found it and I've subscribed and it looks amazing. There's so many amazing videos on here that, yeah. Really cool.
Yeah.
So there you go. Got a new fan.
Thank
you. New subscriber to your YouTube.
Wendy.
Oh, you're welcome. It looks amazing. From my end, I'm once Monica has done her welcoming stuff, which I guess you'll tell us about, my intention is to create a very celebratory vibe with music and also to welcome in the elements and create a great sense of inclusion for this amazing month-long event. I was looking through the website earlier today and wowee, there's so many incredible things happening for a whole month. So yeah, I mean, I just want to light that flame and get us into Witchfest North mode by casting circle and then singing a whole heap of songs. I don't even know yet. I often don't do my set list in advance. So, you know, anyone who's going to be tuning into Witchfest North, write to me at wendy@wendyrule.com. Let me know if there's a particular song that you'd like because, I'll practice.
you know, I will be, well, I have a few petitions, but some of my favorites is the one we're going to say goodnight with one of my absolute favorite, I think, top 10, The Souls. I love that song. You know, I love that song. But I love everything that you do. I love everything that you do as well, Monica. I promise. I'm not lying here. Her YouTube is amazing, isn't it? And she's always posting good stuff for people to learn. Speaking of learning, more learning that will happen at Witchfest North. There's going to be a whole bunch of classes vendors, tarot, etc. Where can people find tickets? Our tickets are still available. How is that whole logistic behind the scenes happening?
Oh, well, we are running through Eventbrite. So if you go to the website, you'll be able to see links to all of the individual events. And when you go to Eventbrite, witchfest.eventbrite.ca, you'll be able to get passes. And they are individually priced, and then you'll get a Zoom link so that you'll be able to log in on that night. So we're doing pretty well with getting our information out there, but I'm just encouraging everyone to visit the website for details if they're not certain what they'd like to attend or if they'd like to have the festival pass. And I want to thank Wendy for that, and I'm really glad you don't know what you're playing yet. I love surprises, and of course I have to beg you for Hecate, because this is something that our coven has been singing at our artistic retreats for a while now, and certainly not well. So, you know, but with a lot of passion, I have to say. And so I will put in my request as well. As Wendy mentioned, she's being very generous in opening with or giving us a ritual and opening the directions and a concert. Before then, we'll just be introducing, we'll do our land acknowledgement, do a quick retrospective, and talk about our presenters. We have lots of giveaways, too. People have been so generous in their donations of goods that throughout the whole month we're going to be having all sorts of giveaways just for the heck of it. It's like pick a number between 1 and 10 and, you know, type it into the chat window and you get a prize, you know. So yeah, that's how that's going to play out, and I'm really looking forward to it and can't thank Wendy enough for participating and helping us support, you know, this festival, the community. And I know, Wendy, that you've been a longtime supporter of witch and pagan communities, so that's just so great to have you as part of it.
Well, it's truly my honor, Monica. It really is. It looks like a really amazingly well put together event. And yeah, like you say, I mean, we're all part of this one big pagan community, and I think especially in these times, it's extra important just to be there for each other, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And Laura, I want to say thank you very much for being part of our advisory council. And of course, I have to thank all of the hardworking volunteers who helped put this together. I do want to mention that this is completely nonprofit. And whatever money we do get from ticket sales and from the passes is just going to pay for workshop participants and performers and, you know, the other people who are assisting, and sometimes to volunteers where we can offer an honorarium. So it is completely not for profit.
Yes. And I can attest to that. And the fact that not only the volunteers are volunteering their time and doing everything with such love, with gusto, with disposition, but also I remember, because I was there the last time, that there was a mention of, so how are we doing with donations for, and people was throwing things at Monica, like, I want to donate this, I want to donate that, I want to donate this. I mean, you have created this amazing community. We don't know what the future holds, and I don't know if you even want to think about it out loud today, Monica, but going hybrid, of course, for some of us who can go in person, has been great. I don't know if you will continue doing this, if you will continue to doing some kind of hybrid or not, but either way, it has been great to be part of it. For the first 4 years, I was part of it by inviting you to this podcast, and then last year and this year by being part of the presenters. So it really is my honor, and my heart really is in Witchfest North. So I thank you both for loving this festival so much, for creating such an amazing place for people to express their spirituality and their art, is, of course, straight to my heart. And if there's anything that we haven't mentioned, please, Monica, can you remind us now if I missed something?
I don't know. You've done wonderfully there, I think. We've covered just about everything. I think, of course, you know, if anybody wants to get hold of any of us, we're really easy to reach, and we actually answer our emails and our texts. So if anyone has any questions or if anyone would like to donate, they can. If somebody wants to make a monetary donation, we don't have a Patreon page, but we do have a space where you can donate on the witchfestnorth.org page. So if there are any wealthy folks out there who just feel like handing over, you know, $500,000, we will accept it gladly and offer you some kind of tax receipt and or a wealth spell. Oh, wait, I guess we should be doing that. But we will thank you profusely. So if you do want to offer a donation, that would be wonderful. Otherwise, I think you've covered everything. And I don't know, Laura, we're kind of, you know, jockeying for position, I think, for number one Wendy Rule fan. Sorry, Wendy, this is probably just way too much for you. But, you know, we're gonna duke it out to see who gets to be number one fangirl for you.
Well, I'm gonna tell you my special moment. I met her on PSG 2015. I ran to her flailing with my arms, going, "Oh my God, it's Wendy Rule!" And then later, I said to her, "Can we record a little something for your fans on Latin America?" And I had the audacity of singing the chorus of Hecate in front of her. So, yeah, stop that. Stop that, Monica.
Oh, no, I'm chuckling at our own rendition of Hecate, thinking, oh, my gosh, poor Wendy, if she ever heard what we were doing to her gorgeous jazz vocals.
No, I love that. I honestly do. Like, when we recorded that song, in the background, you can hear during the choruses, there's a lot of people singing Hecate, Hecate, Hecate. Well, we just grabbed anyone that was in the studio, our friends who had come along to watch the session. We're like, you get behind that mic. And we wanted this vibe of it being it's not about great voices or it's not a choir. It's a group of people honoring the goddess, you know, of all sorts of people. So, you know, that's the perfect vibe, I think.
That is
wonderful.
Yeah. I think, Wendy, if there's anything left that you want to say to your audience or anything that I haven't asked you because I'm fangirling.
Oh, just happy equinox and be good to each other and be kind to yourselves and, and stay connected. Like Monica said, I'm easy to find too. Write to me. I'm on Facebook and on Insta and easy to get hold of. So that's a lovely thing about our sometimes frustrating online community situation these days, that we can still reach out to each other and be there. So, yeah. And a big thank you to you, Laura. You know, you're so supportive of so many different pagan events, holding the whole thing together. So super appreciate that.
Thank you all. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Monica. Thank you, everybody who's listening live or to folks that would listen later. And even if you listen later, say a week from today or something, go to the website, subscribe, buy your tickets, be part of it. Follow Wendy on Patreon. Follow Monica on YouTube and then buy her stuff because, of course, on top of it, it's so much fun to read with her tarot, by the way. And in honor of the sentiment, I think is unanimous, that we have to change the musical selection to say goodbye tonight. And I think we must say goodbye tonight with Hecate. So,
yes,
I am going to make sure that I mute everybody's microphone except for Wendy in case she wants to chime in. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to make sure everybody's microphones so we can all listen to Hecate. And with that, I will say good night to y'all. See y'all next Monday on Lunacy Mondays. And never forget that you are loved. Bye-bye.
Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNPodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.